This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's been ugly for the Democrats for some time, but they've covered it up as best they can. It's just not working. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I would hate to be a Democrat right now. I would hate to be a Democrat anyway. That's why I've never been one. Yeah. Did a radio show the other day, and I told everybody, I go, look, I'm telling you right now, you can fawn over all these converted former Democrats to to Republicans or conservatives or whatever, you libertarian, whatever you may say who you are now. I've never been a Democrat. I've been a libertarian voting Republican my entire life. I'm a live and let live kind of guy who said I will side with the people who freed me, because there was no Libertarian Party when I was there. I don't vote Libertarian because they can't get a candidate that's worth it. The closest to the Libertarian candidate that got elected is Donald Trump, because he ran under the Republican banner. I think many of you feel the same way. There's already polling that says, are you for Donald Trump or are you for the Republican Party? The majority, I think 57% of people go, Trump. But it rounds out with like 30-something percent, like 36 or something percent to go, yeah, but I'm for the Republicans. So Trump is solidly into the 90-something percentile. They like Donald Trump, but they still consider themselves more Republican than Trump. And I get those people, because they're going, look, I don't want to put my faith in a man. I don't either. I mean, I'm a biblical guy. I don't put my faith in any man or any woman. I put my faith in the Lord and figuring he'll teach me how to adjust to whatever man does to me or woman. But don't put your faith in a dude. That's why I tell people all the time, oh, Kevin, you know, this senator or congressman's a friend of mine. Don't put your faith in them. They're going to let you down. They're not going to vote your way. They're not going to do something. And if you're too invested, then, you know, you put the blinders on. And that's what happens with Democrats. They're too invested. They're completely invested in Barack Obama. He's the man. Oh, he's going to change everything for us. He'll do it. No, he's not. Donald Trump, as much as I trust that he's got a good heart, he's going right, you better stay very vigilant and let him know this is the way we want it to go. Look, President Trump, while you may have an amazing title, you work for us. That's the way it is. Glad you guys are with me. Ugly time to be a Democrat. Biden and being charged in Ukraine for criminal charges. That's coming up. This guy may not be able to go anywhere in the world if he were elected president, but luckily for us, we never have to worry about that. Oh, Kevin, you're so confident. I wish I had your confidence. Then get it. But they're going to cheat. They're going to vote and mail in votes and ballots and all that, and they're going to cheat their way in. Whatever cheating they do, it ain't going to matter. You know, it's like, I don't work. I'm going to sue you. Fine. Here's my attorney. Kevin, the world is going to crumble. Fine. Here's my attorney. G-O-D. God, right? Why am I going to worry? I think God knows what America needs. He knows what the world needs. And it ain't Joe Biden. If Joe Biden were elected, and it's not going to happen, be happy about this, the world would crumble. You would watch it go. I mean, you have no idea how bad it would be. But he's got so many things against him. That's why I said I hate being a Democrat. He's backed himself into a corner. I'm going to have to pick me a woman. Well, you can't just be a woman, Joe Biden. It better be a woman of color. Now, the president is already being dictated. The potential president for the Democrats is already being dictated to. And he's going to capitulate. Joe Biden's going to look for the best woman of color he could possibly find and go with it, because he's backed in a corner. Joe Biden picks a white woman. You think that's going to satisfy black folks? But he picks a black woman. What do you think it's going to do? Think that white women are going to go, oh, I love me some Stacey Abrams. I love me some Kamala Harris. These are radical women. America doesn't want them. And what they don't want is they don't want a brain dead president with a radical black vice president. If you want a ticket to lose, I'll give it to you. That's it. Not that it's going to be any better with a white with Klobuchar. I'm going to remove myself because I think this space should be for a woman of color. Oh, gee, thanks for stepping aside, Amy. Yeah. How about you remove yourself from the Senate and that big fat house of yours and them nice cars and that life you have and let a sister have that? Then I'll believe you because you were never going to be vice president anyway, girlfriend. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Did I mention that BleedingBlueMovie.com is now live? Go stream that movie, and here's why I want you to do it. Once you watch it, you're going to come here, you're going to call me at 844-551-8255, and you're going to say, Kev, that movie was spectacular. And I'm going to tell you, I told you. This is not some high school project that, you know, my team put together, and you're going to go, I've seen better on YouTube stuff. I could have watched a bunch of YouTube clips. No, you're not. You're going to see a story that's going to be compelling. It's going to remind you of just how bad leftism is, why they would want to take people who are human beings who would dare put themselves in harm's way to protect you out of the workforce. I mean, can you imagine that? You go to work, and there are people there who will throw themselves in front of a bullet to protect you. And the company goes, you know what? All these people that will throw themselves in front of a bullet to protect you, we're getting them out of here. These are the people at your job who will go down, who will take the pay cut, who will work the extended hours and say, I don't need the overtime. They will do all the things that the average employee will do. Man, I got kids. I got obligations and stuff. They will do it. You've worked with these people. You've worked with people who give it all. You go, man, Ted works his butt off. He never complains. He always takes on the hours. He does the things that nobody wants to do. Well, that's what police do every single day. And you know what? The Democrats want them out. And it's backfiring. Everything these people have tried is backfired. It's like, I swear, it reminds me of the movie where the witch, the somebody, you know, the lady goes, nothing you do will turn to good. I'm cursing you. And the person's like, no, no. And sure enough, nothing they do can turn to good because they're cursed. That's what the Democrat Party is. It's cursed itself. Former boss of Joe Biden, his entire Justice Department, it appears, is about to be indicted. Everything these people are touching is cursed. Everything's racist, right? We're going to get into health being racist. It's all backfiring. I told you. The calm before the storm. The storm before the calm for us is exactly what's happening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh my gosh, lots to talk about. I was talking about all the people who buck Donald Trump and where they end up. And I went down a litany of people. Bill Kristol, Stephen Hayes, Dana Lash, Glenn Beck, Omarosa, you know, Tillerson. And just name it. If Trump lets you go, and you just go into the sunset, everything's fine. If you come back and, oh, he didn't do this, he was incompetent, you're toast. It's like God goes, don't do it. He is my chosen one. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. And I do believe, I mean, I believe that God knows everything that's going to happen before it happens, etc. He knows you to the degree that you don't even know yourself. And he knows what you're going to do. And it's a cosmic thing to sort of bring you closer to this, I don't know, this idealness, right? This thing that says, I seek something so much better. It's the thing that rationalizes as you grow older. You say, you know, I'm not going to be here. When you're young, you don't even think about, you know, I'm going to die. You go, I'm here forever. So it's all about Earth. But as you get older, you start to go, wait a minute. I am insignificant. But there's some reason why I came into being. And yes, maybe I did a few things here on the planet, but there's still something that I think is bigger for me, waiting for me. And at least that's, I think, most Christ followers believe. And I don't like to get preachy because I don't really care what you think. I mean, if you're an atheist or an agnostic, that's okay. I'm not mad at you. I disagree. But I believe that there's got to be more because I feel like it here on earth. I go, man, Kevin, God keeps whispering in your ear and something is due to happen here for you. And it seems really good. You know, you're like, well, I pay my bills on time and maybe I get a nice little home, you know, whatever. And I've even gotten beyond that. I don't know where I'm going to be when I'm 80. If I live to be 80, I don't know what is the direction. But here's what I do know. Whatever happens here, it's just, this is just this little resting place. There's more. And I don't know why we've been chosen to fight this battle, all of us, but we have. And if Donald Trump were doing something wrong, if he were the wrong guy, I would tell you. I'd be happy to join in with those chorus of never Trumpers or people that go, ooh, I'm now jumping on the no Trump train because he did something crazy, but I don't anticipate that. I see a guy that's really fighting hard for us. And we haven't had this. So I'm behind him. And I'm so much behind him that when he screws up and does the things that are, you know, I go, I wouldn't have done it that way. Normally, you know, like if it were George Bush, I'd be like, see, yeah, okay, great. So he's gone after the terrorists. That's what he's supposed to do. Because that's essentially the pass I gave Bush was like, man, this dude is he's pro-American. We can give him that, right? Bush was such a horrible president in retrospect. I don't know what it took to wake me up to that, but I'm glad they did. I used to say to myself, I want to meet George Bush. Seems like a nice, affable guy. You know, goes to Crawford, Texas to his little ranch. I grew up that way. I figured I'd hang out with George Bush and get to know the guy. Former Texas owner of the Texas Rangers, businessman, had his issues. He was a flawed candidate. Did coke, was a party boy. Thought, you know what? He's probably a good old guy. You know what this guy was? One of the worst presidents ever. I'm glad he beat Gore because I think God knew what to do about all of this stuff. But holy cow, he was horrible. We finally have a guy who fights for us against the establishment. Bush was big time establishment, knowingly or unknowingly. Anyway, so we talked a little bit about that. All these ruses I'm talking about as well, the things that are going to backfire on the Democrats. And by the way, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I want to talk about Red Bull. I want to talk about grammar be racist. Are you guys aware that they're now saying proper grammar is racist? I know. Pretty stupid. New York City's in the news. You want to know what New York City was voted? One of the worst places in America to start a business. Yeah, put that on the old Chamber of Commerce advertisements, the marketing brochure. Corruption all over. Corruption in Illinois, corruption in New York City. Guess by whom? By Democrats? Fake polls? We expose those. We've got Durham with the shoe, the anvil, not the shoe, the anvil that's about to drop on the head of the leftists. Fake Chinese Wuhan numbers. Donald Trump is. Do you guys know? So Donald Trump says they're going to port numbers to the White House hospitals to the White House instead of the CDC. So the CDC then announced, "Oh, you know what? We made a mistake in Florida. They've been counting pneumonia and flu as COVID, dropping the number of cases from approximately 90,000. You want to hear the new number?" To 11,000. Now remember all the hoopla that Governor Cuomo, oh, the cases are rising in Florida because they opened the country up and all this. They coded 79,000 cases of flu and pneumonia as COVID. You know the joke. You know that, I mean, everybody's in on the joke now. Oh, your uncle was 113? I guess he died of COVID. Yeah, you know those gangbangers that got shot in Chicago over the weekend? Sadly, COVID. It's become the joke, the historical joke. And people are still donning these stupid masks. And we've got legislation over it. I want you to stop for, I don't even know the number, but I'm going to ask you this. How much money do you think has been spent in redirecting everything around Chinese Wu Flu? Signs in the buildings, those little circular things that are on the floor everywhere you go, practice social distancing, and all the signs. How much money do you think has been wasted on nonsense? See, if we were really about solving problems, we wouldn't let something like that go. I'm going to move on because I got a lot of stuff to talk about. So President Trump raised $20 million in his virtual week. Virtual event. And he raised $20 million in a virtual event. Now, I talked the other day, Joe Biden, and I tell you this because I want you to understand where we stand. Joe Biden had a virtual event. He got 19 people on it at minute 26. He got 20 people on that virtual event. And I told you this because I wanted you to understand the difference between one person and the other. Donald Trump holds a virtual event. He raises $20 million during that virtual event. Joe Biden can't get 20 people to show up to his virtual event. Now, this may have been intentional, as I said earlier. Could have been something that the Democrats said, you know what, we can't let Joe out of the, you know, let too many people see him. But you can't win that when Donald Trump is getting $20 million during a virtual event and you can't get 20 people to show up. It's pretty pathetic. As I mentioned, lots to talk about. I want to go into Marxism here in a bit. And it's based on something that I read. No, actually, it was based on a video that I saw. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is at FEMA headquarters getting it. President Trump is at FEMA headquarters getting an in-person briefing on Hurricane Laura. The president will also be speaking tonight at the Republican National Convention. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott tells CBS News what he'd like to hear from the president.
Well, I hope he starts with Kenosha and the hurricane. These are two major incidents or issues that are overwhelming good people throughout this country, and our focus and our attention is there.
Louisiana Senator John Kennedy says his state took a massive hit from Hurricane Laura.
I'm not going to bubble wrap it. We took it full in the face.
The Republican senator there speaking on Fox News says wind also from the storm was as bad as advertised. At least one person has died from the hurricane. This is USA Radio News. Negotiations restarting regarding a new stimulus relief bill. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows meeting with Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. It's been 20 days since the two last met. As working remotely ends for many employees, they may soon be faced with a decision. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Employers might soon have to decide whether to require their workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Public policy and legal experts have differing opinions. Some say companies concerned about liability, health, and safety issues are going to have to make vaccinations mandatory for their employees. Others say mandates could backfire. In light of a recent Gallup poll that shows more than 1 in 3 Americans say they wouldn't get a coronavirus vaccination even if it was free and approved by the FDA.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I could do a whole series on what I'm about to talk about right now. And it was the inspiration for this segment is from a friend of mine, Dennis Prager. And Dennis wrote a piece where he called it the dehumanization of blacks. And it's a subject I've talked about, you know, quite ad nauseum. The dehumanization of blacks. Dehumanization of blacks, I'm sorry. And I love the topic, and I'm going to give you Dennis's take because it's a different experience, and I think you need to hear things sometimes from a different perspective. But I've said this. And I'm going to begin the idea around this. And by the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I want to ask you a very simple question. Of the significant relationships in your life, what is the tie that binds? What binds you to that person? For example, I could say to you, what was it about your spouse? Now, there are some psychological things. Oh, my husband reminds me of my father, or your the opposite side of that is this woman, your wife, reminds you of your mother, or a very important figure in your life. There's the psychology of that, but there are things that bind you. For example, one of my friends is met his girlfriend because he was a skier. One of my other friends met his girlfriend because he went to a cooking class. So you find these things that make you go, whoa, you like that too? And it's funny, the more obscure it is, the more likely, like for example, I have a buddy, his name is Rob, and he dates, if you look at his pictures on his Facebook page, and everybody's sort of bulky and fit. And you know where he met his girlfriend? At a fitness contest. So it's the tie that binds. Now, this is a white guy, and he's dating an Asian girl. Now, what I'm getting at is, it wasn't race that bound him, and of course he's not a racist, and neither is she, obviously, but it was the fact that they had that in common. That was really the tie that, I mean, she's a pretty girl, he's a handsome guy, but they had all kinds of people to pick from. He's a management consultant, he's all over the place, in companies, he saw all kinds of people, a lot of white people, white women, you know, men if he was into that. But he goes to his fitness, to his gym. He meets a girl that's equally, you know, because let's face it. There are people that go to the gym and they primp and they're like, ah, I look cute. His girlfriend works out. And you see their pictures. Their friends are not people that, you know, go to the gym and tiptoe around. Their friends are people that work out. You can, I'm not exaggerating this one bit. You look at the pictures and you go, now that's a group of fit people. All ages, and it's really funny. All races, all ages, but fit. And it's funny because I was looking at it was his birthday recently, and I was looking at the thing on Facebook, and I went, I'll be a son of a gun. You can tell what binds this group together. They talk about nutrition, fitness, athletics, what have you. That's the type. I could see it. Versus you see people that are overweight and they got cards in their hands and they're drinking, you know, whatever, and they just get together and they party. All different races, all different sizes and shapes and colors and whatever. That's how they do it. So it's the tie that binds. You ever met somebody out and you both, you know, you see them wearing a Philadelphia Eagles hat and you're like, hey, you Eagles fan? Yeah, man, I'm going way back. Always. From day one, it's funny with Minnesota fans, because Minnesota, oh, Lord, they've been to the Super Bowl 4 times and never won. Maybe it's 5 times now, but they've never won. And so you see a guy in Minnesota, and they just have this affinity, like, oh, dude, you from, yeah, oh, me too. Jeez, guy. And then they go to talking, right? And then they find, hey, so, you know, okay, you ought to come over and watch a game sometime. You should get together, have a drink. And that's the tie that binds. They don't know politics. They don't care about your color. It's just, that's the thing. Casual conversation, maybe you overheard about a guy that likes tennis. He's talking about, yeah, I was hanging out at a clinic with Agassi. And, oh, man, you're I heard you talking about Agassi. Maybe you're in the movies. Instant friend. You know, instant acquaintance with the potential to turn into a friendship. That's what draws people together. So Dennis Prager wants to take a look at this, and he says, if you take black and white left-wing rhetoric seriously, blacks are not human beings like members of other races. They are first and foremost black. They are human beings defined before anything else by their color, not their humanity, their personality, their character, their mind, or their heart. So much so that according to white and black leftists, if you dissent from this racist view, you are labeled racist. Now, I've been saying this for a long time, that black folks need to join the human race and stop being, and I've used this term many times, ethnocentrically racist. I call this to Richard Fowler. On TV, I said, you are an ethnocentric racist. Everything you do is seen first on the basis of color. And that is a racist thing. If you're evaluating how a cop treated somebody, what color is the cop? What color is the perp? That's the way you do it. You can't just evaluate it on humanity. I don't care that Chauvin or whatever the dude's name that had his knee on George Floyd's neck is white or black. Regardless, he needs to be evaluated. The situation needs to be looked at. But I don't care. It doesn't make it any different for me that the guy was white. But it does to the ethnocentric racist, these leftists. Prager goes on. The idiocy and inhumanity, literally, of this, the progressive view of black people is easily demonstrated. Do any blacks see themselves first as blacks? When a black man, let's call him James, looks in the mirror, does he first see a black person or does he see James? When a white woman, let's call her Karen, I'm playing with the left here, looks into the mirror, does she first see a white person or does she see Karen? Does any human being first see his or her color? Of course not. This is Dennis's conclusion. Yet, we're supposed to believe that the most important thing about a black individual is that he or she is black. And if we do not honor that fact, if we aim to be colorblind, he puts it in quotes, then we are labeled racist. The dehumanizing sense, or nonsense rather, goes for racial truth these days. Thus, for example, we who are not black are supposed to acknowledge that we cannot possibly see the world a black person sees the world. We cannot possibly understand what it is like to be black. This is part of the dogma that the left imposes on society through the media, through cancel culture. Say that you are colorblind and you might lose your job or your reputation. And through racial sensitivity, training seminars at colleges and universities and the workplace. I'm not sure if he meant to say that. Say that you are colorblind and you might lose your job or your reputation. I think he meant to say that you're not colorblind. But to be honest with you, it does work both ways. And I've talked about this idea, this insane notion that I don't see color. I think this is so stupid. Talked about it the other day. It is such a lie. You lose all credibility with me when you tell me a lie. I don't see color. Even colorblind people see color. They don't see it the way we see it, but they can make out some hues of color. So we all see color, and we can overlook it. The same way, you know, there are people that are not as attractive. You've met people that somebody goes, hey, Kev, you ought to meet so-and-so. Maybe y'all will hit it off. And you see her, and you're like, she's not attractive. But you know what you do? You give her a chance, and you might overlook that she's not as pretty as your last girlfriend, or he's not as handsome as your last boyfriend, or he's not as tall, or he's a little thicker. But you know what? He's fun to be around. I like the guy. That is the way we work. We notice, I didn't notice that she was slightly overweight. Dude, come on now. You told me the girl was a fitness model, and she could have played linebacker for the Cowboys. Y'all know what I was about to say. So, it's okay, because you know what? You meet old chubby girl, and you find out she got such a bubbly butt. You know what? I like her. And you suddenly, the thing that's obvious to you doesn't become a game changer. Let me tell you, in the black community, my grandmother, it was the world's worst. She would tell you in a minute, you can't marry, you can't get, kid, baby, you can't date that girl. She's too dark. Y'all kids will be too black. That's what my grandmother would say. Against her own people. My uncle was dark skinned, and he went through a ton of women. And I remember distinctly my uncle bringing a black, the dark black woman, you know, because he's dark skinned. And she said, Robin, y'all, you can't be married to this woman. Y'all kids will be too black. That's what she said. God bless her. Love her to death. But there was a color code, and it was a color code in the black community. There's nobody that's black that can dismiss me on this. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about an article that Dennis Prager wrote and a concept that I've talked about many times, and it is the dehumanization of black folks. The idea that you got to be so black that you forget to live life. You just don't live life normally because you're too caught up in being an ethnocentric racist, looking through the prism of blackness. And that's what Prager's talking about. So, he was, as I said earlier, and I'm going to go back to it just a little bit. He says, the idiocy and inhumanity, literally, of this progressive view of black people is easily demonstrated. Do you see yourself as black first, or do you see yourself as Kevin? Do you see yourself as Jaquan? It's funny, because I will be in a room full of white folks, and I don't have any discomfort whatsoever. And every now and then, I'll think to myself, these white folks are looking. I'm the only black, maybe the only or one of two blacks. And I'm thinking, they look around the room and they go, there's a black guy here. They don't think anything of it, but they have to notice it. But you don't feel any tension or anything. And it's nothing. But every now and then, it's funny because I'll go, I'm the only black dude here. Or there's two of us here. You know, and it'll hit me because of the politics of it. Because I'm going to tell you something. If it weren't for this thing that I do now, I would never even think about it. I never think of my color. I've traveled all over the world, and I'm in places where I truly may be the only black guy. But now they may be some Indians or whatever, but I'm the only authentically black guy, and I don't even give 2 seconds of thought about it. It's funny to me more than anything. So Prager's going through this, but he says, but all this does is promulgate the view that blacks are inherently different from other people. As a result, the only way the left's view of blacks differs from that of white supremacists is that the latter believes blacks are inherently inferior, whereas the left believes blacks are inherently different. Well, I beg to differ with Dennis on this. I believe that the left disguises their racism in exactly what he just said. They see us as inherently different, inherently in need of their assistance. Still, you know, Dennis is a bright guy, so I'll give him a pass. But he goes, but both the left and the white supremacists agree that race contains immutable characteristics. Aside from its inherent racism, well, see, now he's getting there. He says the progressive view of blacks is pablum. No one can see the world through another's eyes. No one can fully understand what it is like to be another human being. Do all whites understand how other whites see the world? One of the ongoing jokes in public dialogues I have with Adam Carolla around the country is how much we think alike, despite the fact that our backgrounds could hardly be more different. And he goes on to describe the differences between their backgrounds. I didn't know this stuff about Adam Carolla, so here you go. He says, other than being white and male, we have essentially nothing in common. He's an atheist. I'm a religious believer. He's Italian. I'm a Jew. He grew up poor and on food stamps in Los Angeles. I grew up in a solid middle-class home in Brooklyn. He had little formal education, never went to college. I grew up in a house of intellectuals and went to an Ivy League college graduate school. Even though I cannot relate to his experience or he to mine, we are nevertheless very close because in addition to that intangible thing that creates friendships, we have the same values. On the other hand, I'm a Jew. George Soros is a Jew. Other than the same ethnic ancestries, we have absolutely nothing in common. I have far more in common with the black conservative intellectual Larry Elder. The notion that race or ethnicity bonds people is both stupid and racist. And see, that's where I go. That's why I asked you earlier, what binds you to a person? I have friends because I've met them because they go, I like to golf. I love to golf. Well, dude, let's go golf. I have people, I'll tell you this. I have friends that I golf with I have not associated with in any other way except we golf together. And it isn't that I don't want to hang out with them. It's just I'm busy, they're busy, and we haven't been able to do anything outside of that. But when it comes to golf, yo, Kev, you ready to go golf? Absolutely, let's go. And we meet at the course. I have a black buddy, and we met at the golf course, and we were both walking, and he was like, you mind if I join you? Yeah, let's go. And we have never met outside of golf socially, but when we're golfing together, we're friends. To be honest with you, I don't even know his politics. I know what he does for a living, but here's what I do know. The dude knows how to golf, and he's a fun guy to golf with. That's what we do together. And I got white friends the same way. Never been with them. We see each other at the golf course. Hey, Kev, you think we were at a country club and we knew each other and we, you know, Buffy and Biffy were getting married and we, you know, our daughters went to the same school or something. I don't have any daughters, but you get what I'm saying. But we have that common tie. And so here, Prager is explaining, I'm friends with an atheist Italian that grew up poor, very complete polar opposites in terms of who we are. But you know what binds us together? This love of this country, this thing that we're fighting for. This thing that we understand is more important than all this other stuff. And what they're doing with blacks is, I'm telling you, they want you so focused on black. They want women so focused on their genitalia. They want LGBT so focused on how they have sex that it won't even let them get to the point where you can even evaluate your humanity. There are more gay people that I've talked to, and that we're having a conversation, having a great time. And you know how we end the subject? I go, let me give you a card so you can see some of my work. I want them to go, that dude is a conservative. And I know they're gay. Yeah, look, keep in touch. And by the way, I don't start out trying to make the point, but what I'm doing is it's my little small way of saying, you know what? You're going to go look at my work and you're going to think, there's that closed-minded big, I can't believe it. And you're going to go, no, he isn't. He didn't do any of that. And he was proud to tell me, here's my work. Go look at it. Because the ties that bind, I met a gay woman, a gay couple. The lady was a singer and she could really sing. She let me listen to her thing while we were on the plane. She's with her girlfriend. Where are you guys going? Oh, we're going to, oh, congratulations, blah, 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 blah. She gives me her card. I send her a note. Hey, look, if we do an event, I'm definitely going to get you there. She goes, oh, me and my girl, we broke up. And I go, well, hey, I'm sorry to hear that. But just wanted to let you know, hadn't forgotten about you. We're going to try to put something together. Love to have you come. Thank you very much. Thanks for thinking about me. Now, she knows my work. I follow up. You know, I haven't forgotten about her. And I don't care about her being gay. Because you know what bound me to her? Her talent. She could sing and she was a nice person. Look, I don't agree with your lifestyle. Got nothing to do with me. Anyway, Prager goes on. Prominent black conservative John McWhorter, brilliant man, just did a review of White Fragility, the book that left most frequently recommends to America's alleged system racism. The title, The Dehumanizing Condescension of White Fragility. And McWhorter wrote this. One of America's favorite advice books of the moment is actually a racist tract. The book diminishes black people in the name of dignifying us. I suspect it was the Atlantic's choice to capitalize black. The syndicators of my own column once changed black with a little b to black with a big b because they followed the AP's rules for English. White Fragility is a prayer book for what can only be described as a cult. A corollary question is why black people need to be treated the way D'Angelo assumes we do. The very assumption is deeply condescending to all proud black people. Few books about race have more openly infantilized black people than this supposedly authoritative tome, or simply dehumanizes. Excuse me. That's exactly what I tell people all the time. I say, appeal to black pride. If somebody black says, man, y'all did this, and I say, man, look, I don't know what your thought process is, but haven't y'all gotten over it? I can't believe that you would be, you know, so, feel so little that you're still upset about something that happened 200 years ago that has nothing to do with you. Why is it you can't get ahead? Why is it you feel like you got to still feel, you know, little, that somebody's better? It's everything you argue means you think somebody's better than you. I couldn't live like that and just walk away. Anyway, he says, McWhorter understands that to see blacks the way the white and black left want people to see them is to dehumanize blacks. If blacks are black before they are human, if no non-blacks can relate to blacks, disagree with blacks, or want to see past the color or to the person's heart, black-non-black relations will have been set back a half a century. And he's right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.